This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
I
testing.
Know, but you looked at me like...
Because your hair looks stupid like that.
I was in the middle of blow drying it, and you were like, come on, let's do it.
Well, you kept saying, let's do it to me, so because you have to do it. You got to run, so right?
I'm not in any way angry. I don't know why you're being,
Yeah.
Whatever, I'm just saying, this is what the middle of blow dried hair
is. Oh, I thought you were going to go out like that. You look like a hot secretary.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, what? Oh, wait, there's no reason for sighing or breathing heavy.
I can't do it.
You can't do what?
This, today.
You say that all the time.
I know, but I thought I was like, okay, I'll go out, walk the dog, I'll get my head together.
Get your head together for what?
To this pod, so it could be funny. Don't you care about being entertaining?
Oh, I like to carry the message. I like to, you know, people
What's
just...
What's the
like,
message? Don't do a podcast with your wife?
No, the message is hope. I'm getting a new tattoo. I decide what I'm going to get.
Finish your... What is the message?
The message is just, you know, live a day at a time and accept things for what they are.
Well, that's hilarious. Good. So, once again...
What?
You're carrying this bitch, man.
I'm going to get a new tattoo. Want me to tell you my new tattoo?
Whether I want you to or not, it's not going to make any difference.
It's going to go across my chest. It's going to say, just for today. Just for today. It's an N.A. saying, just for today.
Oh, I thought that was part of your behind Walmart gay thing.
Well, the dog knows we're doing a podcast.
Come on.
She'll bark and want to play with you, and then you go, come on, get on my lap, and then she runs.
She wants to play, like...
Open that curtain so she can look out the curtain.
Now she'll bark out the curtain.
She likes there's no one to bark at. Anyhow, listen, we're going to get this started. If you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com. If you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com. Also, this weekend I'll be at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights. And next Saturday, the 21st, Ridgefield Playhouse with myself, Pete Corielli, and Bobby Kelly. There's only like 50 tickets left. Myself.
When's this going out? Up, whatever.
It's going up
tomorrow, today?
Probably tomorrow. It's probably going to go up Thursday. And Bonnie's at Governor's this weekend in Levittown.
Yeah.
Levittown. Bonnie's at Governor's.
You should go.
Who you're working with?
I only know the opening act is Ken Krantz. I don't know who's the host.
All the affairs you've had, this is the weirdest one.
This is so weird for me also. Because it's like in real life, I can't talk to him. He's the most socially awkward person you've ever met in your life. And then he texts all the time. He'll be like, hey, you know, Woody Allen's movie is now on Amazon. Or he'll be like, did you read this article about Amy Schumer? Or it's like a service that I feel like I should be paying for, where he's just always giving me like showbiz updates. I guess like he kind of like it's like he checked some boxes one day when he was talking to me about what I liked. He's like Woody Allen, like now he just sends me stuff pertaining to female comics, Woody Allen, And I don't know what I'm sure, you know, I heard about Chris Rock specials through him. Like in the morning, I just have like texts like.
He's lonely. And he's married with
a kid.
He's
married and he has a newborn, but he stays at home with the baby.
Oh, so do you like my new hat?
Yeah.
Do you? The flaps come down, look. Isn't that fucking cool?
Oh my God, does that remind me of my childhood?
Why? Were you raped by a hat?
That's like such a like axe cutter's hat.
I know, huh? It makes me feel like an outdoorsman.
Hey, let's not gloss over this. Why is your headphones in, first of all?
Oh, I was on the phone.
Is it because the dog is barking?
What? Let's not gloss over. Let's what?
The tattoo. That's a real thing that you're really going to get?
Yeah,
that
right
says what?
It. Just for today.
But don't you see how that's not a great message to put on your chest?
Yeah, why not? You got to just live for today.
Yeah, but you can't even see it. Were you just telling other people?
It's
how many people are going to see your chest and read it?
Fuck. I don't know. I'm not going
to... You have to like look down like that. Just
how many
today.
People see this on my chest? How many people see this? Nobody. You know.
I'm saying like a worded message, though. That's not just decoration. That's like...
Yeah, I'm carrying a message.
You're carrying a message, but to whom? Is it just me?
No. What if I go to the pool? Or at the gym when I'm wearing a tank top?
Oh, okay. So for some gym buddies...
Or at the pool.
Or whatever happens.
Even though I didn't go to the pool once yesterday, last
Walmart
summer.
Walmart stays in Walmart.
Enough with your Walmart and your gayness. Big deal.
I try not to bring it up, but everything you say points me in that direction.
Just for today points you in a gay direction.
Yeah, well, you're going to get tattooed across your chest.
Here's what I'll do. Since you think I'm gay, I'll try it once and I'll tell you if I like it.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'll do for you.
Do whatever you want to do. It's your life. You only live once.
You would love for me to be gay so you can go, I have a gay husband. That you would love that. You would be like the talk of the town. Look at my shoulder. That's how you would do it. Hey, girls, guess what? Are you crazy? You'd destroy my career.
A, I don't have to fuck him.
Well, no, you still would.
B... But how can you be gay and still not know, like, how to match it?
How to what?
Like, you're always like, does this match this? Do these pants match this shirt?
I'm not good with colors.
You know, if you're gay, that should be something.
I'm not gay. I'm not good with colors. You know, gay is gay. I'm not gay. You know, I'm just not good with matching clothes. I know.
You're saying it like, though.
I know black. You're not supposed to wear black and blue, and I've seen you do that. I know black
you
and gray.
You can wear black and blue.
I know blue and
if you
gray.
You know how to do it.
No, I know blue and gray. I know black and gray go together. I know, you know, certain colors. Like,
but
like,
you keep saying, I'm not gay, but I'm not good with colors.
Yeah.
That's not a but.
What are you talking about? I'm not good at matching colors.
Yeah,
but I do know.
But you go, I'm not gay. I'm not good at matching colors. That's the thing. Not like, I'm not gay, but I'm not good at matching. It'd be like, I'm not gay, but I am good at matching colors. Or I am gay, but I'm not, which is probably the case.
Okay.
I am gay, but I'm not good at matching colors.
Bisexual. I'm bisexual. And I'm not good at matching colors. Is that better? Like that?
Oh
what
God.
If? What?
It's true, isn't
no,
it?
No. I'm trying to say to you, what do you want to hear? You tell me what you want to hear.
I love, though, that you're like, I'm just going to joke about it until it feels okay to say, you know what, that one was right. That one was true.
Let's discuss.
Oh, my God. It's like, you're all the same. Like, Norton, you've all got your little fucking...
Look at how you get... What?
Weird... Just be normal.
I am normal.
Just be fucking normal.
That's coming from you. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wear this hat during the
Well, don't get married then if you're not.
I'm going to wear this hat. First of all, a guy, and I'm just being like advocate.
I'm not against gay people, obviously, but I don't think they should hide that fact and then marry you.
No, I maybe.
And then constantly just always like look at you like, ugh.
I never look at you like, ugh.
Oh, like, yeah, sometimes when I, you know,
what?
When I'm wearing my boxer briefs, you give me a little second look.
Oh, boy. Ooh. I thought you didn't have it today. You got it.
No.
Come on. You a boxer brief joke? Come on. Doesn't it feel like you're doing a podcast, me with a duck hunter? Don't I look like a duck hunter right now? Come on.
Yeah.
Cool. Huh?
I mean...
You want to fool around and I'll wear this hat?
No.
dog. The dog.
Well, she just doesn't understand our podcast. She's like, why would anyone listen to this? She's like, come on, guys, pick it up.
She'll go to the bathroom on the pad, but then she'll just go in the bedroom right in front and look at you like she's doing it, like, you know, like, you know, get out of here. You're trouble.
Because I looked her in the eye. I looked her in the eye.
Don't look her in the eye. I always told you, don't look the dog in the eye. So anyhow, let's move on. We went to the Gotham Comedy Club party on Monday. Bonnie,
that was a lot of people there.
Bonnie is, I'm telling you, she is like the mayor. When she walks into a,
oh,
I'm telling
God,
you,
oh my God, it's alcohol. Don't you
listen,
get it?
She hugs and talks to people.
Oh my God, it's like a,
she
it's like
wouldn't even
I
talk
stand
to.
No. I stood at the side. You went in first. I went down to the bathroom, then I came up. And you went, and then I had to like drink a drink and then go in there.
You
and
listen,
then once I drank a drink, then I was able to like.
She was hugging open micers like they.
Well,
like,
also
like
I don't know anybody's name, so
hi,
I just
hi and a big.
I pretend like I know them because I don't know if I do or not.
Everybody's going. Well,
it's so embarrassing, Rich. That's what like honestly. That's like
people are leaving, going, Bonnie McFarlane loves me.
This should be one of the like things of like, so you get sober, it's like, you know, the dangers of alcohol is you just have too many friends.
When you walk into Gotham, it's a long hallway till you get to the,
I never got to the end. I got as far as Adam Farrar, that's it.
When you went inside, what are you talking about?
I never went past where you saw me talking to Adam Farrar.
I saw you inside. No, walking in the front door. Walking in the front door to the show.
All the way to the,
okay, walking in the front door to the showrooms, a long hallway. It's a long hallway. So as we're leaving, first of all, Bonnie's hugging and talking to,
oh God,
to this Veronica Mosley. That's who you haven't seen in years. You probably don't even know her, but you're talking to her like you guys have bought a house together. Okay.
Was I? I just remember saying like, hey, good to see you.
Okay. So then,
and then I was like, I gotta go.
And then we're walking down the hall.
Oh
me,
my
Bonnie,
God, someone yelled my name and I turned around. It's so
Bonnie,
embarrassing.
Me, Bonnie,
why
and
did
Lindsay.
You do this?
Me, Bonnie, and Lindsay. Lindsay was with us. We're walking down the hallway and Bonnie turned around and someone yelled, Bonnie waved to the person goodbye like she was on a float in a parade. Bonnie was like, bye, like a Hillary Clinton walking off stage.
Oh my God.
And she was like, goodbye. Oh! And she held her hand up. Bye, everybody.
No,
bye.
I didn't say bye, everybody.
Well, but that's what it looked like. And she was, oh, she threw a kiss too. Yeah, oh, that's it. She went,
oh,
she threw it. She didn't wave. That's it. When we're walking and down a hallway and the person, Bonnie threw a kiss like down the hallway.
I didn't want to walk all the way back down that hallway to say
threw
hi.
Threw a kiss down the hallway to someone
it's so embarrassing.
She would never talk to probably in her life.
I saw him downstairs. I didn't turn around and say hello.
The kiss bounced off of two walls finally hit him. I was so, listen, right then I called a lawyer to talk about divorce.
I'm much nicer when I'm got alcohol in me. You should you should just be constantly supplying me with drinks.
Do a kiss to, I don't even know who it was.
So embarrassing.
And you got to see her in the party. And then another couple who I like, don't
but
get
But listen,
me wrong.
People come and say hi. Like you walk around like, I'm Rich Voss. I'm, you know, probably
yeah,
when you
they
walk
all
around,
run up to
do
me.
Do you...
They all run up.
Is it like at a funeral where you just hear people being like, "That's Rich Voss"?
Yeah, they all run up to me. All these people, and I don't want to. You know, there's certain people I want to talk to, but there's like small talk or just.
And then I've got to introduce people. That's the most thing, because I'll stand and talk to someone I have no idea who it is for quite a while. I don't mind, but then somebody else will join, and then I have to introduce them, and I don't know either. Sometimes I know the person really well, and it just like anxiety hits, and then I can't remember their name.
Well, I was talking to Adam Ferrara. Last week, my old manager, secretary, sent me an email, said the TV show, on Thursday, she said, can you come in Thursday? They want to see you for Kevin Can Wait, for a part on Kevin Can Wait. And I was driving to Philly Thursday. I go, I can't. I'm leaving to go to Philly in about a half an hour. So then I get an email the next day with the sides, and they go, can you put it on tape and send it in by Monday morning? Well, now I'm in Philly all weekend, so I couldn't do it till Sunday. So anyhow, then I looked at the part. It was a small part. And I go, I'm not ready for this. And I don't like sending anything in on an iPhone. You know, if I'm going to audition, I want to do it in person. Bobby has a setup where he has a green screen and everything. He's a pro. But I'm not going to sit in my dining room on an iPhone because it just doesn't look right. So I wrote to the person. I go, tell him I pass. Thank you for offering me. I mean, thank you for, you know.
Make sure you tell the whole email.
Thank you for thinking.
Who did you CC?
Thank you for thinking of me for the part. And I hopefully somewhere down the road I could read for something else. So then I was at the Gotham party, and I'm talking to Adam Ferrara, and he's done so many acting things. I go, he says something. I go, you ever pass on an acting audition that you didn't feel right for? He goes, yeah, all the time. If I, you know, I go, yeah, they ask, because I know he's friends with Kevin James. I go, they asked me to read for Kevin Can Wait to be a you know, it's a carpet salesman, small part. I go, I just didn't feel right. He goes, oh, wow, that's weird, because Kevin called me today and said, do you want to be on the show as a carpet salesman? Like, even if I sent it in, I didn't have a chance, because he's friends with Adam. And Adam, one, fits that character perfectly. And probably, I would have to say Adam would be a better actor than me, because he's done so much more than me acting. That's what he does. And comedy. And so if I stressed out, put it on tape and waited, it would have been like, oh, hey, I'm going to call Adam to do it. You see what I'm saying? So some of these things, like when you're reading or auditioning.
I feel bad for Ben Bailey.
Why?
I saw him carrying around those sides.
Oh, so Ben, yeah. So like, and you can't blame Kevin. He, like, if I had a TV show and I was Kevin James, I'd call my friends all day to do my goddamn show. That's what I would do. That's what we did when we had pilots or.
I'll bring it back to you.
No, I'm saying what
something
I would do.
Something that happened 25 years ago.
No, I'm not bringing it back to you. I'm saying I can't. If I was Kevin James, of course you call your friends and say, hey, do you want to do this part? You know, so like it's kind of weird. I think the casting people or the TV show should go to the star of the show. Do you have anybody?
Do you know somebody who could do this?
Do you know somebody that you want to do this before we
start looking? But
start
I think
looking.
They have to look.
They have to
legally
look?
Or something.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. It has something to do with SAG or something.
Oh. Well, if it was my TV show, my friends would be on it every. And let me say, if Kevin's listening, Adam was a great pick. Because if I were to buy carpet. Wait,
did you say if Kevin's listening?
Yeah. Or he hears about it. You know, a lot of celebrities listen.
Or he
to
hears
it.
About it.
A lot of celebrities listen.
You know that My Wife Hates Me? This is at the craft service table, the executive producer. Hey, Kevin, you know that My Wife Hates Me? they were talking about you on their podcast. Oh, God.
Well,
Kevin gets right on it.
I'm saying, Kevin, you may. Hey, listen, I'll tell you a story in a second. You made a good choice going with Adam.
Are you
going
to tell us this story now?
When I was on Dumb Last Comic Standing, I shouldn't call it dumb. It was good at the time. It was the first season. It was new. Ray Romano would have the video of every episode sent to his, you know, to his set, and they would watch it on the set. So I'm just saying, you never know who's watching what or listening to what. I just did some radio interview with someone in Connecticut that kept talking about our podcast, and you know, he sounded old. He had that radio voice. You know, the radio, it was so much a radio voice. And he was so nice. Like, he was such a fan. But it's so hard to get past the radio voice. You want to say, just talk to me in normal voice, not radio voice. But he was such a fan and such a nice guy. You know, I spent 25
That's
minutes on the phone
sketch.
With him.
That's a funny sketch. You have your radio guy. If he talks like that all the time, he's at a restaurant. Then you got the waitress with the waitress voice. She's talking to him. He's using his radio voice. She's using her waitress voice. Then you have, who else? A mom talking, like she's always talking to a baby.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this sketch is getting epic.
Oh, you know what? I kind of thought of that.
That's yours.
That's not mine, but I always talk about those voices, but you put it together as a sketch. And now do we
SNL, if you're listening,
do we bring in any like do we make it racial too, or bring in like some street dude maybe, or you know, some biker or something, or What else? Who else do you want to bring in with it, voice?
I'm done. I did it. It's the end of the road for me.
That's the sketch?
I don't know. It's not good.
Huh?
It's not good. Oh, then you got a subway guy.
Oh, yeah.
The old hacky.
It's time to hear the tree. It's a perfect. It's a district. Going to eat something. Going to eat. Please watch the holding on.
Jim Davey used to do a bit. Sounded just like the subway, the train guy, the conductor guy. You're talking about.
Yeah.
He did a very funny.
No, I'm
bit.
Talking about the subway voice.
Well, you could do the train conductor voice.
That's better.
Next stop. However
they
do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
I don't do
voices.
Yeah.
So listen, if Kevin's listening and you have a part, I don't do voices.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not going to read for a carpet salesman. I'd read for like a weapon salesman or a, you know, a drug salesman or.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Guy,
not carpets.
Huh?
You're not a carpet guy. Look at you. Anybody looking at you could tell immediately
that
you're
I
not
would
a carpet guy.
No, I would be a guy that maybe drives a cab.
Sure.
Huh?
You'll sell paint.
Drives a cab or
maybe a
paint
floor.
Houses.
Do a different kind of flooring, right?
You know, I
you
could
do
be
a different kind of flooring, like a wood, hardwood
not
floor.
Not a salesman. I would be an installer.
Oh, an installer.
Not
yeah,
a salesman.
Course. But not a carpet installer.
No.
That's low class.
I mean, he was a carpet salesman. I would be a carpet installer, yes. If it was an installer, I would have read for it. You know,
those two things are night and day. A lot of people think, same guy could play them both. No.
One's sales, one's blue collar, one's sales. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, but you're a fantastic salesman. You've told me that many times.
Oh, I am.
And you sold cars, or car, I believe, probably.
No, I sold cars. And I was good at it. I remember I took this guy's
watch. How many cars did you sell?
Four. No, I sold a lot. I took this guy one. I used to sell meat and seafood off the truck too when I had the meat and seafood.
While selling cars?
No, different job.
Oof. That was like, whoa, that's a lot. You know, David Blaine shot himself in the mouth. It's only a matter of time.
I heard. That's a hacky trick, catching a bullet.
I remember when he was talking about doing it.
Didn't Penn
and Teller
do that?
But doesn't he know that there's tricks? Like, you don't. Like, it's like he's the last person to find out. They're not actually doing this shit.
Penn and Teller did it when we saw them in Vegas.
Yeah, but
they used to do that on Ed Sullivan.
Catch the bullet in their teeth.
Nobody catches a bullet in their teeth.
No, but that's what I'm saying. This fucking dude thinks that he thinks you practice catching a bullet in your teeth. And then you do it, for real. He does all his tricks are like, for real.
No, they're not. The one where he was breathing under, standing in the water for 17 minutes... Was a scam. Yes, they showed what he was breathing. It would someone I saw it online. No one can hold their breath for 17 minutes.
Yeah, people can, like 23 or something. This is a long record. Yeah.
No, you cannot hold your breath.
I listened to a podcast about it. And let me just say, I know it sounds boring to listen to a podcast about people holding their breath underwater, but it was better than this.
No one can hold their breath.
Better than this.
For 20
Kevin James
minutes.
Turns around. I was listening to that podcast about them holding their breath underwater, but not my wife hates me.
They can't hold. No one can hold their breath for 23
See,
minutes.
See, I don't have it today.
They can't hold their breath for 23
can't
minutes.
Can't do it.
And Kevin Blaine, they showed how he was doing
I'm
it.
I'm shooting a bullet into my head verbally.
So, I'm telling a good story. I was in Philly at Helium.
What was a good story that you were telling?
Oh, I text Mark.
Oh, about it. Was it the? You want to revisit again about
what?
I'm saying my about's like Canadian. What's happening to me? Were you done the story about Anna Ferrara and
Yeah, I'm done with that one.
Okay.
So.
Now next. What do you got next on the docket?
I'm in Helium. I worked Helium. And I text Mark. I go, you probably have the best club in the country. Helium in Philly is probably the best club. Mm-hmm. Great time. Great staff. Thank you. And he doesn't write back. Nothing. What's wrong with these club owners? You know, where's the text? Let me tell you.
It's okay. I don't need to.
No, know. You do.
Why? I believe you.
No, I just.
I get what
so
happens.
Rude.
You text it and then you just wait and nothing. Not even the bubble with the three things in it come up.
I wrote. What did I write?
Say delivered.
Huh? Here. Oh, this is what I wrote. Probably best club in the country for real. Great staff, crowds, great time. Thanks. Should he write anything after that?
Well, it doesn't say delivered.
Oh, Why is it not delivered?
I don't know.
How do I re-deliver it?
I don't know.
No. They all... No, why wouldn't it be delivered? This doesn't say delivered.
Oh, well.
They all don't say delivered.
Some of them say delivered.
Yeah. I think it was delivered. Why would it...
You said the test you think it's going to be delivered. Why wouldn't it be delivered?
It's blue.
I don't know what that means.
When
that
you
has
write
something
it.
To do with...
When you write, when it turns blue, you write it, then it's delivered.
No,
okay.
Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's green.
Where's Bonnie? I'll send you... Watch.
I don't
Here,
have
look.
My phone on
me. It doesn't matter. Test. Okay, see that's white?
Yeah.
Now you send it. It turns blue. Delivered. I don't know. Why would it
Sometimes I don't get texts because Raina's on my phone and she doesn't tell me. She just like ignores them and then I don't go look because I don't know that they're there and then...
But why wouldn't it be delivered?
Sometimes a long time later, I'll see.
Why wouldn't it be delivered?
I don't know. Are we done enough time?
No. Let's pick it up now because people are going...
Let's pick it up.
Our podcast is getting to be so hot.
Do we have to do this again?
No, not this week.
Why not?
I don't know. It's only certain weeks we do it. It's only certain... God. Did you order the food?
Listen to this. Another birthday. It's like these
For
teachers
what?
Are...
What are you talking
you know,
about?
They've got some kind of system, because I just looked at this note. It's, dear parents and guardian, this is Mrs. Bop-Bop-Bop's birthday. That's Raina's teacher. Bop-Bop-Bop is in August, and school's not in session, so I thought it would be nice to express our best wishes with a birthday gift presented to her on the day of her half-birthday. Who
the fuck has it? Go fuck yourselves.
Half-birthday?
Really?
You were born in August.
We
Jesus,
only got our
you know,
Christmas
because
present.
What they do is they collect these fucking gift cards, and then they got, it's like they're making triple their salary through gift cards.
I mean, obviously, teachers don't make enough money. Okay, they're underpaid. But when I went to school, we never gave gifts.
Are they underpaid, though? I mean, there is an argument for the fact that they get out at 4. They have weekends off. They get a whole summer off. They got... their medical insurance, their dental insurance, they get
a pretty strong union.
They got money when they retire, whatever that is. It's very hard for them to get fired unless they put a picture of them drinking on Facebook. No, but it is difficult for them to. So, you know what?
Enough with the gifts.
And nobody else gets fucking $25 gift cards. Every birthday and Christmas and end of year. Okay? That's a lot.
Yeah.
And some parents give more. Some parents, I mean, I'm cheap. Those other parents are.
Yeah, but why?
This is what I give. I give a heartfelt thank you. Thank you for doing your motherfucking job and teaching my daughter. Thank you. And you know what else I'm going to say?
What?
About school.
What?
Enough with the fucking homework. Instead of playing around all day at school, you know, with their nonsense.
What kind of nonsense?
Oh, learning songs. I don't know, but this seems to be...
Playing the flute?
Raina's playing the recorder. Every day she's like, can I play the song again? I'm like, yes, of course. Oh, it's wonderful.
It's a flute.
Okay. So I'm just saying... When she gets home, it should be home time, home stuff. She shouldn't now spend another hour doing homework. And I've said it before, nobody gets it. But if they keep sending me this much homework, I'm going to send some work to school with Raina. So she has to do laundry during their class and say, well, I'm doing schoolwork at home. So I'm going to be doing my chores at school.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yes, I am. This has been a report by Bonnie McFarlane. Stuff I'm going to do about school.
But homework's been going on since day one, since, you know, kids were, you know, walking to school.
It's bullshit.
Well, why don't you bring it up? Why don't you say?
If
you were a teacher, would you not give any homework?
Zero. You know why? I do it at school.
Why aren't they doing
teach them at school? You think they're going to forget from 3 o'clock till 9 o'clock the next morning? You think they're going to forget what you fucking taught them? If you're scared they're going to forget, maybe you're not doing your job. Huh? You think of that?
I have. I thought.
You know, the problem is, Raina told me some of her teachers listen to this podcast.
No, they don't.
She said one of the teachers came up to her and was like, I heard you on your podcast. Remember she was on about irony. Remember that time?
Oh, my goodness. So we really never can fool around on this podcast again.
You think that, like, that, first of all, that's never going to happen. And also, why would you bring that up if I just told you people listen? And now, but I just realized they might not know I'm joking.
About what?
About the school shit.
You're not joking about the homework. You've told me that off the mic. you told me off the mic.
You might not get my sense of humor.
You said after Mike that I don't think Raina should have this much homework. I remember.
Well, this teacher doesn't give a lot of homework.
Oh.
This teacher's really great. And she deserves, I think,
all the gifts
the
that
gift
she gets.
Cards. I think she does.
I think, what about Valentine's Day? Do we have to buy her something for Valentine's Day, too?
I take her on a date. That's what I do.
I'm not getting you a Valentine's present this year. You don't get me anything. I get you stuff every year. This is your year to get me.
I'm not getting you shit on Valentine's Day.
Where's the watch I got you? The nice new watch.
It's in my drawer upstairs.
In your drawer? Have you worn it yet?
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm not going to if I have to fucking deal with pressure like that.
Pressure to wear. That's pressure?
You're going to wear it? You're going to wear it?
Yeah.
Is that how you... What about your swing bite thing?
I set it up. I can't do it till
you
I go
do
out.
It? You use it yet?
I can't use it till I go outside. You can't do it in the house.
Oh, you haven't been out of the house since Christmas?
I haven't hit a golf ball. Where am I going to hit a golf ball in the snow? Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So say you're sorry.
No.
Yeah. Swing bite. Yeah. Got to wait till the warm weather comes.
We got to be done now. I perked it up. I gave a speech about schools that I don't believe in. Come on. What else?
Well, I was in Philly, and I'm not going to say names.
I will say this. No half birthdays. That's...
That's ridiculous.
That's not going to happen.
What mother thought of this?
I'm going to read
Tell them. That fucking dumb mother... Oh, I shouldn't curse. Tell that lovely lady that she could throw a half birthday party.
Please send in one pair of ladies' socks.
What?
I will be making her sock cupcakes using all different kinds of ladies' socks and delivering them to her in a cake box. If you're interested in making a voluntary contribution towards your gift, please send in one pair of ladies' socks. Any type.
I wear my socks from IFC.
What is this? This couldn't be more like if you're going to try to make up for an episode of a TV show. Like, okay, one of the moms is going to make.
Yeah,
because they'll be like, come on, that Pinterest stuff is kind of bullshit. I guess it's not.
That mom's kid is probably not the smartest, so that mom is trying to brown nose, you know.
Put it in so-and-so's backpack no later than Friday, January 27th.
You know what? I'm going to put...
I bet if I was a teacher, man, and I opened up a cake box and there was lady sock cupcakes in there, woo! Would I be happy?
I know what sock...
I would be thrilled. I'd be like, you know what? This is amazing. What is she? She just takes it right out to the dumpster, right? She doesn't even take that shit home.
I'm going to put a sock in that I use after.
I'm going to give her some dirty socks. I'm going to put a note with, will I get these back?
Where's my socks from IFC? Quit picking your nose, please.
Over there. That's another thing. IFC gave us Christmas gifts, gave us socks. In fancy baglets, little bags. I don't even get what the hell that it means. It's something socks off and
I have no
rocks
idea.
Off, socks off or something.
I have no idea.
It's probably a show or something there. Somewhere
like, oh.
No, I don't know. But really? Oh. IFC? Save your fucking postage.
Socks.
Put that towards some fucking billboards for your shows.
Or buy a homeless person lunch one day with those socks. That's what I would do. Right?
You know what I would do? I would go ahead, make a sock cupcake, and give it to a homeless person.
Yeah. How happy would they be?
Oh, my God.
A cupcake and a sock?
Can you imagine opening up a cake box?
Can I see one of your breasts?
Lady socks? No.
Come on, let me just see
you
one.
You may not.
Let me see one.
No.
Today, after the podcast.
As you know.
What?
Mondays, Thursdays, and Sundays.
Is what?
when I will do it.
No, we just do Mondays. Sunday we watch all of our shows. Oops. On Sunday. Oh, a lot of shows coming out. Man in a High Castle, holding our interest.
I watch it for you because I feel like you need stuff that's like that.
You still enjoy it.
I don't hate it. I do see the writing is not as great as some of the other shows. It's a little dumb. But it's a great concept.
What do you mean? Every other show, Westworld, got too crazy at the end.
It's hard to hold these premises. I agree.
You know, they all get too crazy. You know, the Americans, is this the last year for the Americans? Probably.
I bet you they got renewed again because of, like, I mean, could there be more Russia in our news right now?
Oh, you're right.
Literally.
You know, this is the last season for Bloodline. Three seasons.
Oh, that's a good, well-written show.
Yeah, but the second season wasn't as good as the first.
Who wrote that show? Is it the people from The Wire?
Oh, I don't know. But
it's somebody that wrote something else that was really good.
But let me tell you something. Man in the High Tower is Ridley Scott. People don't know that. It's Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott. He's not writing it. He's just a producer.
Yeah.
Just Bonnie. No, not just. If there's any producers out there listening to our show, I'm going to do a shout out for you. We love producers. We think they're fantastic. Always doing a great job. They deserve a gift card. Give your producer, if you have a local producer, give them a $25 gift card to Barnes & Noble.
Or socks.
They deserve it.
I can't wait to wear this hat.
So we should give the teacher. Just give the socks directly to the teacher. Okay. So I didn't want to. I thought you'd actually rather have ladies' dress socks than the sock cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a stand on this sock cupcake thing because nobody wants a sock cupcake, am I right, folks? Like, who would want that?
They're putting a cupcake in a sock? How do they do a sock cupcake to begin with?
I think... Well, listen, I don't know. I'm going by what I read, but I'm pretty sure it's just a craft that it like looks like a cupcake, but it's actually a lady's sock.
What the fuck are you going to do with that?
That's my point. I will be making her sock cupcakes using all different kinds of ladies' socks and delivering them to her in
all
a
right.
cake box.
I have to look so this up online. What the fuck is sock cupcake?
You fucking open up a cake box, you're like, ooh! God, a cake in a cake box. This is a... What is this?
I would...
Socks! I mean, I don't know if the socks are shaped in cupcakes, and then you can still wear the socks. I don't know.
Sock cupcake. Hold on. Here, it came right up. Sock cupcakes. Okay. They're real cupcakes. Hold on.
Let me say this.
How to make a sock cupcake. But wait a second. These are videos. This just can't be for real. It's on YouTube. Hold on, folks.
Well, why couldn't it be real? It's a tutorial on how to make a sock cupcake.
This has got to be crazy. How come I can't hear it?
Well, is it using...
There's all kinds of... You got to need all
yeah,
kinds...
Yeah, see? But it's not food.
No, there is food in it. Hold on. There's food, folks. I'm gonna explain.
Let me see.
She's cutting paper mache. She's rolling up a sock right now. Okay, she's cutting. She's tying like a rubber band around the sock so it looks like a little cupcake. Oh, look at this. Hold on.
But there's no food?
Oh, I don't think there's food. And she put cardboard at the bottom. These are gonna be, look at this, a little glue for the cardboard or the wood on the bottom. She's building the base. This is the base of
But
the
are
cupcake.
The socks, like, usable?
Well...
Like, are you supposed to give her new socks?
Well, you can't give used socks. Nobody wants a smelly sock cupcake. She
but
put the...
Saying, like,
look, now there's the paper mache. It goes around the base. Hold on,
See,
Bonnie.
I think, yeah, you either new socks. They gotta be. What else would be the purpose
Oh, and they're
of
not...
That?
Oh, look, she's gluing the paper mache or whatever
no,
that
what
fuck
are you
is.
Talking about? She's putting tissue on around.
Oh, tissue.
It.
Isn't that paper mache tissue, the same thing?
No.
What's paper mache then?
It's
forget.
Like you got to wet pieces and...
Oh, yeah. This is tissue paper around the base of the outline of the cupcake, like what a cupcake would be in.
Like what's going to go in.
What it would go in. She's doing a lot of tissue.
Much.
It's a lot of work. This lady's got a lot on her hands.
God.
If she's going to make a whole tray of soft cupcakes.
It's so much more like weirdly ornate than you think it's going to be.
Look at that. And she puts a sock in it.
Oh, so it's a new sock. That's how you just deliver socks?
And look at... Are you fucking kidding me? And she put a bow on it. That's a sock cupcake.
Oh.
That is, listen to me. If I got a box of those...
What is it? Like, everyone's giving
folks,
socks this year. Everyone's doing it from IFC to your local school.
Listen, if I...
Socks is the gift.
Folks, go and look at sock cupcakes online so you know what we're talking about. Okay?
If you really want to show somebody you care about them and you respect what they do, give them a sock cupcake.
Or you could give underwear meatloaf. Everybody wants underwear.
Underwear meatloaf's a wonderful gift.
Yes, we all want that. Or some nice skinny jean parmesan.
Okay, enough, because they're dumb.
I know. They're not always funny. That's what I'm saying.
That's true. Can I go now?
No, we have time. This podcast is not like the last ones. It's not a good one. The last one, it's not a good one, and I know when they're good. I know when they're good.
I know. It's when I'm good.
No, yeah, no, I'm...
But
listen,
I'm bad.
No, it's when I'm good, too. Sometimes I have good stories.
I inspire you to be good.
I have good stories, and I have good, you know...
I don't know why I'm so tired today.
And you're going to be tired after this podcast, because I'm feeling
a little
frisky.
No, you're not
going
to. I got to go to New York right after this.
No, you don't.
I'm going.
No, you don't have to go right after this.
Yes, because I'm going to go get my nails done.
You don't need your nails done. You always get your nails done. That's your excuse.
I haven't had my nails done in like over a month.
That's not a lot. Then where do you go when you say you're getting your nails done if you don't have your nails done?
I.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I got a tummy ache. I'm hungry. What do we have for lunch?
Oh, my God.
What? What?
I can't.
I'm hungry.
I got a tummy ache. Why you gotta go? Why you gotta go get your nails done? You're like a child. I just realized that I have. Like, that's why, like, you never want me to leave.
What's this today?
My tummy hurts.
What's today? Wednesday? Raina goes to aftercare?
Yes.
Oh, I could lay down.
Oh, you could? Look at that. Get rid of me and lay down. And oh, come on, man.
I would never do that. I don't do that at home.
I want you to do it. I just don't want to hear about
it. I don't
it.
Do
it's
it
a
at
private
home.
Thing.
It's gross. I don't do it at home.
Do,
I do it,
it and
hotels.
Then bury it deep. That's what you should do. That's what people have stopped doing.
What?
I'm Canadian, so maybe this was still... It's probably still practiced there. You get an uncomfortable feeling, you shove it the fuck down.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Something makes you angry, shove it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You do something that you're ashamed of, you don't go babbling about it and, oh, if I could just help one other person. No, you shove it. You just keep shoving it down until you die.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So something you're ashamed of, but you shouldn't be ashamed of because that's who you are. But
apparently
society,
we're not supposed to be ashamed of anything anymore.
I know. Things you do, you should say, I do it because that's who I am.
That's who I am.
Right? Don't you agree?
Well, I know you're leading me into a trap. I don't know what it is. I'm just saying things.
You like the hat? I'm going to wear this at golf tomorrow.
Okay, great. I'm happy for you.
I'm going to lay down, too.
What?
I did an ultrasound, and I'm...
See, I try to get things started. I do the shove it down thing, which is a true thing that I believe, but you don't have anything to say about it. Because you know why? You can't talk about things in a bigger scope of...
Oh,
world.
I thought you were just doing a bit. Let's go with that.
No,
you can't shove it down. You'll explode. You can't. You have to deal with it, one way or another. You shove it down, then
do
it
you
festers.
Deal with all your shit? No. All the time, right? Constantly dealing with it.
I try
right?
to. How?
And it never gets any better. So your way doesn't work either.
Yeah,
and you blow
better.
Up constantly.
I've been so much better lately. I've been so much more easygoing, so much more relaxed. I try not to yell at people. Oh, did I tell you what happened at Kohl's yesterday?
Oh, we got a Kohl's story. I thought we was going to have a terrible podcast, but now we got a Kohl's story coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Things is about to get cray-cray.
Ugh. You ready?
No.
I'm in Kohl's.
The fact that I just did that, I can't take it back.
I know.
Will haunt me.
Yeah, I would hate. Listen, I try not to look at you when you did that because I just want to hate your voice. I don't want to hate you. So
we got Rich here, Rich Voss here with his Kohl's story. Kohl's story. Sandy! He's gonna tell the Kohl's story. Kohl's, K-O-H-L-S. Come on.
What
maybe it's
neighbor,
K-H.
What if your neighbors hear you? What if our neighbor was called Sandy? And what if like Sandy lived upstairs? And
what if Rich? Oh my God! Take it one step further, and then always comes down every time we do that bit. Knock, knock, knock. When are you calling me? No, we're no. talking to an imaginary Sandy.
Okay, so
I'm doing a character, and his wife. Sandy never listens to the podcast, and I think there's something wrong with her. Is she dead? Is it a psycho situation?
I don't know. I want to just tell the story.
I really want to tell my cool story. Don't make me wait. Come on, back it up. Do you want to hear a cool story?
Are you fucking? Ooh, ooh, ooh.
You know, I was thinking when I was watching the Golden Globes, anytime somebody did some stupid motherfucking banter, oh, these fucking actors are the dumbest. Come out. They think. How about when what's the guy's name? Damon? Matt Damon came out and he's like, okay, guys, sit down. Enough talking at the bar. It's like, you're the last presenter, okay? If people couldn't rally this group at that point, you know? Like, it's me, Matt Damon.
And
Matt Damon here now.
As a winner of Best Comedy.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell this story, and it's self-effacing, so it's great. But it also reminds people that I won last year, and when they did their stupid banters back and forth, all the people in the audience were just like, get to the names. Get to the names. Anyway.
Natalie Portman looked upset.
Natalie Portman looks like the thing you put wigs on. Like, she looks
upset.
Like she's so... All the actresses, they're just so like... It's like they're robots or something. They're too skinny or... They're just all these little tiny things that are like... Huge, like their smiles are too big on their faces.
I guarantee they ask Kristen Wiig and Steve Carell to host next year.
They should.
They were the only. They were so funny. They
yes,
were
very.
She
funny.
Is so fucking funny, man.
They're both very, very talented people.
They were very funny. Amy was funny. Was
well, that's because they come out.
Was Goldie Hawn fucking up on purpose?
No, that was a bit they were doing.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is. That they just have a different, like, I get why people love Amy Schumer, because she just has a different energy than every other actress that comes out. Is just so like, I am a robot. If I make a mistake, I will be out of the business forever. So I must always say and do the right thing.
She's a comic, so
she's a comic. She like has a different energy.
And plus,
but it's refreshing. It's like in amongst the, and she looks different in amongst that sea of, you know, size. Whatever's. I mean, they all just looked so thin. I like thin. I'm not against it, but I'm just saying they were all, it was
too thin.
All of them looked exactly the same, no matter what nationality they were.
Well, Kristen Wiig, is she married?
Enough
is she
with
married?
My ranting and ranting and
married?
Rolling and
is Kristen Wiig married?
I don't think so.
If I met her, I think she would like me. I would probably go out with her. You think I'd go out with her?
She's, I listen.
What?
I think that they will like you as it from afar, from a distance. But like, there's no possible way that any, you think Kristen Wiig is going to let you tell her when she can and cannot go to the city?
No, I wouldn't do that with her.
Oh, you're such an asshole.
I wouldn't do that with her. It would be a whole different relationship.
Why?
Huh?
You wouldn't make her make you food? Would you walk around like, my tummy hurts. Do we have lunch yet?
It depends. After you fuck them enough, then you get closer and you could say, you know.
But in the beginning, you would.
Oh, I would be so phony.
But what point would you start like shoving down her career?
I wouldn't shove her career down. I would bank on her career.
Oh, really?
What?
Oh, really?
I don't shove your career. I'm very pro your career, so don't ever put that out there. I voted for you on the Interra Bank. I think if I met Kristen Wiig or if I met Tina Fey before they were married, because I'm not a bad-looking guy. I'm funny, you know. I like to do things. If she said, hey, let's go hiking or camping, yeah, that's the kind of stuff I would do. You know, they seem like hiking type people or camping. I'm not a big hiker, but I'd go camping. But, you know, and I'd be, you know, I think if I lived in L.A. and got on stage as much as I do in New York or whatever, I would have met a Hollywood star. Don't you think by now I would have met like a Hollywood star?
I zoned out. I'm sorry. Where are we? What are we talking about?
So I went to Kohl's yesterday.
Uh-huh. It's the Kohl's story.
So my change was I was getting $4.99 back. The lady
$4.99 back.
The lady goes, you have a penny. I go, no, sorry. So she actually gave me $4.99. I go, you couldn't just give me the $5.
Did that once, but and let me tell you what happened. Me.
No, I didn't tell you anything. Can
I got mad once that happened.
Can I finish
and
my
then
story?
You told me I was wrong.
No, I didn't say you were wrong. So I go, you couldn't just give me the $5. She goes, there's cameras. I go, what does that got to do with anything? Kohl's isn't going to go broke over a penny. So she gives me the $4.99, which gives me 4 cents. So I leave the 4 cents. I go, use this for the next person that doesn't. I can't take it. And takes it and throws it on the floor behind the fucking register. Threw it down on the floor.
Well, think about how shitty you made her feel.
I didn't make her feel. I was saying leave this for the next person.
Don't you wish she'd shoved it down? See?
No,
she,
not shoved it down.
You should have shoved it down.
I was trying to help.
The way they do in Canada.
Are you stupid?
You go in your car and you silently hate people.
Are you dumb? I'm saying here for the next person that's short a penny. Now
all right,
you all
listen for 1 second. I know you, and do I really think that you were like, oh, ma'am, would it bother you too much to just give me a five back, and I don't need all this change? No, you're like, really? Okay, really? Really? Couldn't just give me back a five? Oh. How about you keep this 4 pennies then for the next person so they don't have to go through the bullshit that I just went through? And then she, what kind of nut is she taking pennies and throwing them? Why?
She threw them on the ground.
Yeah, because you're that much of a fucking dick.
I'm not
that she, even though she knew there was cameras...
A camera's
she couldn't
a penny.
Control her emotions to throw that money on the ground. That's how you push somebody. I'm walking through life, making people's lives more interesting. That's fantastic.
Well,
I'm happy for you.
I try to help the blue.
I agree. She should have just given you back $5.
Okay, right there. Then game over. I win.
No, it's not game over. You win because there's something that happens to you where you think you're entitled to every little tiny thing that you fucking
yes,
want.
No, you're not entitled.
And
I'm
fact,
a good Kohl's customer.
If you said to her, really, you couldn't give me $5 back? End. The end. Walk out. You lost that.
That's
game.
Why I left her 4 pennies for the next person.
No,
I do that.
That's not what happened, and you know it. You fucking
needled
her and loudly embarrassed her.
No,
I've
wasn't
seen you
loud.
Do it. I've seen you
no,
do it.
No, you're loud
yes,
now.
Because you think everyone else standing in line is on your side.
There was
so
no one
like,
behind me. I was the only one there.
Well,
this time of year, it's empty.
You still.
2 weeks after Christmas.
Believe me, Rich. You what? Don't think they fucking know you. You're a problem everywhere you go.
No.
And I guarantee you, people have whispered about you and been like, oh, my God. When you're hearing, like, there's Rich Voss, it's not because it's like, ooh, there's Rich Voss. They're
no.
like, oh, this fucking guy.
No, because
I guarantee
I said,
you,
the next
every,
person, guess
you've
what?
Been here 10 years or 11 years, everybody who works in this fucking town sees you coming. Oh,
want me to tell you something? Fucker. The next person, I went and bought a hat, and the next lady, I go... You were so delightful. I said this to her. I go, you were such a delightful person to buy
yeah.
this hat from.
Well, guess what?
What?
She's like telling people, I don't know why why? But he was nice to me.
Yes.
I was so scared.
No, I said you are quite delightful. Thank you for...
Okay, well, next time something happens where it doesn't quite go your way, why don't you try this? Just try this on
the exact same thing as me. You're the same person.
I know, but I walk away from an exchange like that embarrassed that I got emotional. Enough to fucking make somebody throw their pennies? I would be like, oh my God, I'm an embarrassment.
I left him 4 cents for the next four.
No, stop.
Stop.
Stop trying to hang your hat on some moral
my
thing.
My new hat?
It's not working. We know that you did it as a fuck you.
Kind of.
We all know that. And she knew that. That's why she took the pennies and threw them to the floor.
And guess what? When I went and bought the hat, I needed two of those pennies.
And we'll so end it there, folks.
So I had more change.
Next
coming.
Time, shove it. Down.
No.
Just see if you can. Next time something bothers you, instead of saying it, or I'm going to fucking make this person.
I wasn't trying to make them.
You do. I've seen you do it so many fucking times. So many times. You tell waitresses, don't use that voice. You can't help yourself. If one little thing is wrong, you can't help but be like, oh. Or somebody goes, I've seen this happen many times where you go, do you have this? And they go, we have this. And it's something else. And you go, is that the thing I asked for? No. You'd be like a dick about it. Do you have Diet Coke? We have Diet Pepsi. Was that Diet Coke? I don't think it is. It doesn't even sound
like it. Well, guess what? I see yes or no answer. Yes or no.
I know, but you don't give people any leeway at all. Zero.
Yes, I do.
And you just start like, I am, if some, especially, and it, the most embarrassing.
What
is
the most?
Somebody licks their fingers or something.
Oh, I yelled at somebody yesterday.
Yes, you'll yell at them publicly. It's so humiliating.
Not yelling. I went into the store yesterday.
I've seen you where you, like, there's been a lot of people around and you're like, look at this guy picking his ears.
No.
Putting his fingers in your coffee.
No.
You're like, it's like, oh my God, I must get out. It's like, don't go there. Just go, no thank you then, and leave.
I was in a store yesterday.
You've got to admonish everyone.
The guy behind the counter who's handing me stuff is actually digging his finger in his ear as he's talking to me. Okay, then he's gonna touch my product and
no
hand
then
it
you
to
say
me.
I'd rather not, actually, thank you very much, and you leave.
No, you try to teach him not to do it.
No,
again,
no, that's not teaching.
Yes.
Would if someone yelled at you, would it makes
I
no
yell.
Difference
I don't yell all the time. I say, excuse me, can you please
I've
your
seen
hand
it
me?
We've all seen it. We've all know it. Even when you don't get munchkins, when you think you should get munchkins, you're like, everyone's supposed to get some.
You're
yell
supposed to
at
get
them.
Four. Back in the day, you're supposed to get four free if you had a kid.
Okay, I gotta go. I can't.
What? No.
Shove it down.
Well, that's how you do it.
That's how life is. That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to fucking be outraged by every little thing.
No,
shove it down. A lot of it, you got to turn the other cheek.
No, sometimes you'd like to correct and help people.
Sometimes you would, but you every single time.
Not every.
That's what I'm saying. Every four times, shove it down.
Okay, I'm going to shove it in after this.
Okay, I got to go.
No, where do you got to go?
I'm going to New York. Goodbye. Thank you.
Okay, this weekend I will be at Bananas in Hasbro.
I'm at Governor's in Levittown, so please come. And then I have other shows coming up. I don't know where they are.
This weekend I'm at Bananas, Hasbro Heights. Next Saturday, Ridgefield Playhouse, myself, Pete Corielli, Bobby Kelly. Amazon, you go amazon.richvoss.com. Amazon.richvoss.com. Thank you for listening. We will talk. And she's 100% wrong. Sometimes you have to correct people. You know who you are. You know what I'm saying. Give me the $5. What's the, really? All the money I spent at Kohl's, one penny's going to make a fucking difference? It's ridiculous. Goodbye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.